I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This bonus episode, you're probably going to be flagging, aren't you, big guy?
I never flag.
I can sense it.
I am a flag. I'm the flag. I'm the flag bearer for this podcast.
I'm leading this podcast. You bear the flags.
I'm leading this podcast to greatness.
Tell the listeners where you've been.
I went on a sort of almost like a mission for the podcast. I'm like a monk. I'm a priest going around and spreading the good word about the podcast to foreign lands.
Okay, so what foreign land did you start in?
That well-known, it needs the mission, Ibiza.
So Mitt's been on a little tour of different places. So you started in Ibiza.
I started in Ibiza, which was amazing. Like, really lucky to be able to get away again because I've not been away for so long. Unlike you, swanning off to Barbados,
yeah,
other places.
Yeah.
It was actually a work retreat in Ibiza, which was... didn't quite
what, go. What type of work happened there?
We were working the day from this place called The Hub, which is kind of like a mix between like a WeWork and a Soho House type thing. It was actually really good. And then in the evenings, it was like really, really intense, dedicated classes and literally no drinking.
Dedicated classes to what? What were the classes dedicated to?
Eating nice food and chatting.
So what was the point of the retreat? Let me. What was the point of
the retreat was to take away the team and have like a nice bonding session. It was really good. It was amazing. I really enjoyed it. It was quite quick though. Like, I was in and out, and then I left Ibiza at like 5 a.m. and had to go to the Alps.
So you went from the for half sun straight to like the Alps, which was cold and snowy.
Yeah, but great there.
But lovely.
Yeah.
Just divine.
Yeah, no, it was so nice. We stayed in this, have you ever stayed in Hunter Chalets? There's like a group of chalets. So they're way too nice for me. I felt like a king. There was a swimming pool in one of them.
What?
Yeah, I know. Really nice.
Whose chalets are these?
Hunter Chalets.
What do you mean Hunter Chalets? Like the Wellington boots, Hunter boots. What are they?
Pretty sure it's the same guys. No, it's just a group of like really, really nice chalets. And obviously, I was up at like 5 every morning on the slopes, getting
the lifts and over the 5.
Yeah, yeah.
The lifts and over the 5.
Jay, I Nordic ski.
You don't Nordic ski.
I
you
do.
Don't know. What time do the lifts open?
You don't know. You don't know Nordic.
You don't know. You don't know anything.
Look, basically, I was hard at work. Fundamentally, they were both two work trips that involved a bit of fun. So.
I think they were two fun trips that involved some work.
I mean, same, really. You just love to nitpick.
Yeah, I think you deserve to go away. I think that it's nice that you went away. And because I was obviously in Barbados for this wedding, and what was strange is that I haven't had jet lag for 3 years. Like, literally, I forgot jet lag was a thing. So when I got back from Barbados, which is only like 4 hours behind or 5 hours behind, my jet lag, it was so bad for like 2 weeks because my body was never used to it.
The only person that's ever tried to put themselves into hospital because of jet lag. No, yeah, it was really good to get away. It was also, I think it was quite useful for us to have a bit of a break from each other.
I don't like that. No, I don't like that tone. I don't like that tone of voice, big guy.
Do you know what was actually really nice?
What?
Quite a few fans of the podcast.
Shut up. They came up to you and said things?
Especially the bonus. They love the bonus. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, well, what's up, people listening to the bonus episode? Yeah, we freaking rock it. Oh, we're Rocket Man over here.
Don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. Can I tell you what happened to me? Because you've obviously been away. Midnight, I normally talk most days on and off the podcast, but most days. And we haven't spoken for about 5 days or maybe 6 days, maybe a week, maybe six
about,
days.
About a week.
About a week. So I had to go to Manchester for the day for work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the train going to Manchester. And as we pulled into Newcastle, I got a tap on the shoulder.
Yeah.
I turned around and this person said to me, they said, hi, I saw you were sitting in front of me and I wanted to give you a present. So here's a Christmas card. And she said, I just think you're awesome. And I went, oh, thanks so much. And she went, okay, bye, and walked off. And I was like, what the hell? So I opened up the Christmas card, which was, it was in the card. And inside it was written this, which is amazing. It said,
dear Jamie, I was joking. You're an absolute prick.
It said, you had a terrible Christmas. Yeah. It said, Happy Christmas, Jamie. Writing my Christmas cards and notice you sat in front of me. So in a non-creepy way, Merry Christmas. I thought I would write you one. Think you're absolutely hilarious and love your podcast. Have a good one, Libby. How epic is that? That people in this world just go up and do nice things like that.
These PR stunts are getting more and more elaborate.
It's not a PR stunt.
It is.
What do you mean it's a PR stunt?
You rang up your agent like, right, I need to get some heartwarming PR. I want people to know how lovely I am. That is very sweet.
I didn't do the deed, you absolute helmet.
Didn't do the deed? What do you mean?
I didn't. What do you think? As a PR stunt, I said, do you know what's going to be really good here? I'm going to pretend to write a letter. You're trying to receive a letter.
Nothing surprises me with you.
Well.
But look, if it is real, Libby, that's very sweet.
So anyway.
Right, carry on.
I put it out on the social media space.
On the metaverse.
On the metaverse, which we're going to talk about this metaverse, I can't handle it. I put it out on social media, and I got so many trying to find Libby because I wanted to say a big thank you to Libby, and I found her. I found Libby, and I've sent her a message saying, Libby, how are you? So thankful for the card. I have my podcast, Private Parts, and I was hoping you'd be a guest on it. So I'm hoping in the time that we do this podcast that she's going to respond to us. But we found Libby, the person who gave me.
No way.
How cool is that?
Wait, have you just sent her a message now?
I've literally just sent her a message.
Nice. Well, that's exciting. Have you written your Christmas cards yet?
I haven't written any Christmas cards.
I used to hate writing Christmas cards as a kid.
Thank you letters and Christmas cards are the worst.
I mean, thank yous were worse because by that time you've already got all the presents. So you're like, God.
I had a real, real awful moment the other day. You know when we spoke about this in podcast before. Alex and I shared a tent once, and we woke up in the morning, and my breath was so bad. Mitt had to escape the tent. It was that awful.
Yeah,
it's just horrendous. The whole thing, wasn't it?
Still scarred from it now.
Yeah, still scarred from that. Anyway, I woke up in the morning. I was so tired, and I had to go and have a COVID test.
You were at home.
You know, I had to go to do a job, and I had to go and get a COVID test to go and get this job. Right. Anyway. They swabbed the back of your mouth like that, and then they swabbed all the back of my mouth, and then they shoved it up my nose and swabbed my nose. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, okay, good. And I walked on, and I was like, what the hell is that smell? And because they had swabbed my throat and shoved it in my nose,
you could smell, oh my God, it like plastered your breath into your nose. That's so rank. Oh my God.
It was.
Some of the nurses, like, because I've obviously had to have quite a few over the last however many years. Yeah. Some of them really like tickle your brain. It's awful. Like,
They shove it all the way in.
Coming back yesterday, because I saw her doing it to some other woman, and I saw her like really screaming, like nearly crying, and I was like, loser, it's not that bad. And then she came and did it to me, and I was like losing it.
It was
horrible.
Why do they do that sometimes when they literally put it through your brain? It's like one of those pasta tricks they're trying to do.
Pasta. Oh, what were you put? Spaghetti.
You put it down, yeah, spaghetti.
Have you ever, wait, you don't put it, is it through each nostril? Or is, no, it comes out your mouth, doesn't it?
It comes out your mouth, doesn't it? Have you ever done that before? I've never done that before.
Nah, not into that. Not into that.
But anyway, I was looking at all the news and stuff of this, and I feel like at the moment, especially leading up to Christmas, like all the news is just a bit like intense.
Sorry, have you only just noticed that the news is intense? It's literally been intense, so intense since it was started.
Yeah, but the news is so intense at the moment.
What's the most? They got the Omicron. What's bumming you out the most?
It's that. It's the new COVID thing. And I'm sorry, we're going to make this bonus episode a little bit dreary, but we just got to mention the new COVID strain, which is really intense, and those people getting COVID, which I'm worried about for Christmas. And then there's so much talk about like metaverse and creating like NFTs and cryptocurrency and living in a different world rather than this world.
We're heading on course to become, you know, in the movie WALL-E.
Yeah, WALL-E.
You know, when they all have blobs that just like float around on.
Yes.
Because we're all going to be in the metaverse. We're not going to leave our homes. I mean, to be fair, we are kind of already doing it now. We're on Zoom together.
Yeah, why do people want to do that, do we think?
I don't know. It's quite hard. I mean, I think for some people, it's just a really cool thing to be able to do because the potential of it's quite limitless.
Yeah, I get that.
But
I
think for maybe a lot of people, it's almost like escapism, isn't it? Because it's like you can be whatever you want in that world and you can have a different life if you don't feel like you've got what you want in your real life. Have you seen the adverts for the metaverse with
no.
With thingamajiggy?
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg. It's with Mark Wahlberg.
Sorry, the owner and founder of Facebook. Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
With Zuckerberg.
I can imagine Mark just strutting out.
Strutting. Yeah, Zuckerberg, who then like suddenly turns into like a 3D person.
But I mean, he's already half like robotic.
Robot.
He's like literally there's no real emotion behind his eyes. It's
but this is so like human, like we're meant to be part of tribes and live with one another and work together and live together and breathe together and joke together and communicate together. It bums me out. I don't like it, Midi.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with their vision of what human life should be on this planet. Annoying.
And then also what happens is, I'm sure the loads of listeners think, is no one, we don't really understand it that much, so we feel like we're missing out. We're like, well, what are we missing out on?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, this is it. It's the same with all these things. Like the average Joe, like you and I, you're probably slightly more average than me, but we just don't know anything about this stuff. Like we don't know about tech. We have no idea. I have no idea.
I have no idea
literally
about
how this laptop is working. I couldn't even begin. There's little elves in there playing.
One of the most baffling moments of my entire life was when a fax machine worked. I was like, what is that? How are they sending a piece of paper from there?
What did it sound like? That's actually quite good.
I remember this is what we had to do at school. I was introduced to the first fax machine. This is how old we were.
Sorry, you were introduced to the first fax machine.
Yeah.
Jamie, first fax machine. Like you'd
we
like you guys to meet
on
each other.
A school trip to someone's house down the road, our classroom did, and we put a fax piece of paper in a fax machine and pressed it and sent it. And then we went all the way back up to my school and went into a room and pressed the button and waited for the fax thing to come out that end. We're like, no way! What? It's come from there? Like, how?
I swear that wasn't that like an 80s thing? I'm pretty sure fax was like... That seems a bit like you're maybe too too young.
Wait, let me Google this. When? Okay, hold on. Let me have a look. When was the fax machine invented? Here we go. 1843. What? No, it wasn't.
That's when you first went to school. When was it?
The first fax machine invented, the first recognisable version of what we consider the telephone fax, was invented in 1964. In fact, it was Alexander Bain in 1843 who invented the electric printing telegraph. What the hell?
There you go. You went to school in the 60s.
Obviously, I don't know what it was. Anyway, I remember seeing a fax machine for the first time and it was pretty freaking amazing.
Well, we are. I mean, that's the thing about humans. We are very smart, but also incredibly dumb at the same time. We do believe in ourselves a little bit too much, and we neglect old Mother Nature.
Oh, I agree. Hey, Private Partners, welcome to another bonus episode of Private Partners. Sorry, started off in a glum way. To really spice things up today, I thought it's Christmas time, right? So there's lots of Christmassy things going on. Did you weird Christmas traditions? Did you see this, Mitt?
No.
Okay. There was an article about someone who says, "I will eat my mum, grieving daughter, to sprinkle ashes on Christmas dinner."
What?
Yes.
Wait, so this girl wants to sprinkle her...
Yeah, she wants to sprinkle the ashes of her mum on her Christmas dinner. That is just too... We've spoken about this before because you have obviously... You spread your mother's ashes. That's what you did. You did that. And we spoke about it and we had a joke about it because...
It's actually the most unceremonious thing. Like it's such a weird thing. Like, you're obviously filled... You kind of don't really want to do it because it's just such an odd concept. You're like, right, here's someone that I loved like so much in a fucking like shit plastic bag. I'm like, they could at least like make it slightly more. But then oh, no, I hate talking about it because
listen, the greatest form of acceptance and understanding is laughter, right? So to laugh about these things is fine, you know. And I think, just so you understand, when we scattered my grandfather's ashes up in Scotland, and my cousin was holding it at a big scoop and scooped up the ashes and threw it into the wind, and it blew back over us, over us all.
Yeah,
and
I think it's because movies, like, they'll show them like standing on like the top of like a cliff face, and it's like elegantly like just goes off into the distance, and there's like a sparkle when the sun hits there. No, not with us. There was this. There's so much of it that, like, after a while, we're just sort of looking at each other like, "Do you want to do some more?" It was
how much of it was
there? There's fucking loads. There's loads, and we did it in our back garden, and by the end, it was just like literally covered the whole back garden. It was like, it's literally like we're cementing the garden.
Do you want to do some more? Oh.
Yeah, it's
when you get to the, also because when you get to the bottom, because this is really a morbid conversation, but when you get to the bottom of the thing, you have to sort of tip it out. That's what we have to.
That's the bit I had to do, and that doesn't feel ceremonious at all.
Deborah says, "I will eat my mum on Christmas Day, grieving daughter." Deborah plans to scatter the ashes of Mum Doreen on a turkey and even save some for her Christmas pud. That is just really full on.
What
do you think about that?
Didn't some rock star snort their dad or something?
Yeah, I think, no, I think, was it it was Scott Fitzgerald. Johnny Depp fired Scott Fitzgerald, who's the author's ashes out of a cannon.
Right.
It was Keith Richards.
Keith Richards snorted his...
Felipe, our sound guy, so what did he say?
it was Keith Richards.
He snort his, was it his mum or his dad?
It was his dad. Yeah.
Keith Richards snorted his parents' ashes.
Yeah, so yeah, Keith Richards snorted his dad. I guess it's the same principle.
That is so full on. Like, is that...
Do you want to be cremated?
I don't think I want to be buried. I think I want to be cremated, yeah.
I think I just want to be left.
Okay, so you die and you're just going to be left.
Yeah, just leave me in that spot. Just as a bit of
leave
a...
you where? What happens if you die, like, well, yeah, in just, your bedroom?
Just a bit of a gag. It's like every now and again people go, "Oh fuck," and that would at least go on for like 5 years because it would take a while for the.
You won't decompose that. Like, it will take you years.
Yeah, well, there you go. Got years of gags. No, I think I'd like to be buried. I don't like the idea of being cremated for some reason because it's a bit more natural to be buried, right? You kind of.
So you're saying, if you die, I come find you, and you've died, then you don't want to be buried or cremated. You just want to be left.
Yeah.
You just want to be.
I'm gonna stipulate that in my will. So if I die, for example, in this chair, I just want to be left here. I want to be buried because I feel like, you know, you refertilize the soil, you kind of go back into the earth rather than being like blasted by fire. Imagine waking up in the coffin just as the flames started. So you're like, no.
But they used to do that. They used to, back in the day, they used to put a bell above your coffin, so with a string going down to it.
How did they fit you in there?
So if you woke up in your coffin, you would ring the bell, and it would ring the bell. How insane is that?
Really? Do you reckon that happened often?
I reckon, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, there's always those stories of them looking at, they open up coffins and they see the scratch marks on them.
Oh, God, that's just horrendous.
I can't think of any worse way. Actually, funny enough, I was watching this new series called Hellbound on Netflix, which is like another one of these Korean kind of mega series. Yeah. And in it, someone gets cremated alive. And I was saying that's probably one of the worst ways to go. Like, imagine being burnt to death.
What?
Awful.
There were some... God, this has been a really morbid episode. Some of the tortures, they were awful. Worst... I can type it. Worst tortures.
Like hung, drawn, and quartered is pretty bad.
Okay, some of the worst torture methods, right? Okay, you ready for this?
Having to read Jamie Lang's book.
Okay, some of the worst torture methods. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. It was called keel hauling. The torture technique was used during the age of sail to punish sailors and criminals that committed crimes. The person is thrown overboard and dragged through the water under the keel of the ship, scraping against razor-sharp barnacles, according to... Oh, my God. That's horrendous. During that, the person could drown, succumb to trauma from hitting the side of the ship, or be shredded to death.
Oh, my God.
God.
I'm way too fragile for this type of
stuff. Okay, here we go. The other one's called...
More.
Yeah, there is. The other one's called the brazen bull, which is... This is basically the bull was a gift to the king Paharilus, who enjoyed torturing his enemies. As soon as he received it, the king wanted to play with his new toy and told people to get inside. A fire was lit and indeed a work is intended. The pipes on the bull's nostrils turned the screams of the victim into music. Oh my God. So he got given a bull, a fake bull.
A fake bull,
a metal bull,
right,
or whatever. He would then put his victims inside of his enemies inside of it and set fire to it because the nostrils of the bull would, when the screams would play, sound like music coming out of it.
I'm coming. What song do you reckon would come out?
Oh yeah, you raise me up.
Oh my God, so dark.
I'm so sorry to all you listeners who have endured us talking about death and things like that on this episode. We've never normally done that. We've normally made it upbeat and things like that, but maybe this was interesting to everyone.
It's all about tonal changes.
It's because, do you know what? You've come back from this holiday. You're feeling a little bit ropey. We're doing this on Zoom and we've made it a bit morbid.
I've come back wiser, travelled and upbeat, ready to rock it, and you hate seeing that, so you've tried to bring it down, make me feel shit.
To all of you lovely listeners, thank you so much once again for listening to our bonus episode. We really appreciate you doing that. As always, you can subscribe to our ad-free podcast by going onto our Patreon page, and there's also extra bonus material there, so it's completely ad-free and bonus material. Hopefully you go and like it. And also go and follow us on Instagram. We'll check out our Instagram and slide into our DMs, because we'd love to hear from you, at Private Podcast. Midi, this Friday we have a episode we have with Wes Nelson. You weren't here, you were away, so I recorded it with our lovely friend Tom Lucy, the comedian. So he's my co-host this Friday. Bit jealous?
Yeah, you didn't tell me about that. How did it go?
Yeah, it was good actually. He's great. Dude.
I'm not a jealous lover, so I'm happy for you to invite other people into this situation.
All right, everybody, listen. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on Friday for another episode. Until then. Be safe out there.
Yes, don't get tortured to death. Bye.